This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hey friends, this is Tim McKenna, and you are listening to another episode of Signal 337. So, I am down here in my office. It is the morning. This has become the new normal for me, where I start recording these episodes in the morning, because at night, it's been very difficult to get centered around a topic and get into the whole swing of things after I've worked all day and have also been with my family and the kiddos and just the craziness that comes with home life. So I've switched this a little bit to working in the mornings. And as I'm sitting down here looking at my calendar, looking at my day or my week ahead of me, it can be a little daunting of what I got on the docket. And there's always competing priorities, and some priorities have higher priority than others, but it's difficult to manage all of that and give everything the same amount of attention. I'm looking at this thing in my calendar that keeps telling me, you gotta get this training done. And it's not anything for work, but it is something that I want to achieve, which is I wanna get my web accessibility specialist, or WAS, certification from the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, aka IAAP. So I recently got my certification, Certified Professional of Accessibility Core Competencies, or CPAC. There's a lot of acronyms in this organization. But as I have been going through some of the training and stuff, and other things keep, cropping up, it takes more precedent. It just is this thing on my calendar that's, hey, don't forget me, gotta finish this. And it's real easy to deprioritize that and those trainings and those learnings. But if I want to move ahead in my career, or if I want to be able to support my team better, or just generally have a much broader base of knowledge so that I can be more helpful in my career, you gotta prioritize continuing education. And that is the focus of this episode. And I know that I've spoken about continuing education as a designer in the past, so this could be more of like a follow-up in that regard, but I think it's so super important to continue to learn as a design professional and learn areas outside of what you would typically think a designer needs to know. Because as we have been seeing in the last 2 years, there's been so much more advancement in the tools, so much more maturity with different organizations that are taking design very seriously and folding it into the product organizations that they have. It's important that designers continue to grow so that they are, one, still relevant, two, still are valuable in the marketplace, that they have things to offer and they can continue to grow, and three, they're still competitive. So with so much of the changing landscape that designers have to deal with and where their careers can take them, continuing education is incredibly important for design professionals today. So I'm going to talk about this from the perspective of designers that have been working for a while. If you are a product or a UX or a service designer now and you have been working in the industry for a while, this is mainly geared towards you. Now, if you're a product, director, a product manager, or if you're an engineer or developer, this is tangentially related to you as well. Really, any professional building products or services would benefit from this episode today, as well as human resources or like talent and people development. This is a good thing for you to listen to as well, to think about how to structure your day, how to also provide the right resources for your organizations to have their people grow. I am a big advocate for always learning, always growing, always learning new things. And I have been incredibly lucky in my career path that I absolutely love design. I absolutely love it. My first falling into design and understanding it was through graphic design and understanding the advertising and marketing world and understanding the effect that good design has on influencing people's decisions. And that idea of how good design really affects people has traveled with me as I have made my journey from marketing and advertising into technology, being a web designer and building things as a developer myself, and then naturally moving into user experience and moving more into product and service. And I feel like I've been incredibly lucky and very fortunate to have had the wherewithal and the insight to make certain moves, but I've been incredibly lucky that the people that I've met along the way have helped guide me as well. But one of those things that I've taken to be able to control myself is the education. Luck is a huge portion of it. Putting yourself out there and being yourself is a big portion of it. But the one thing that I can control very much so is my knowledge and what I can learn to enable those meetings with people, or have conversations. I've always been a fan of learning, and it's something that has helped me out in my career. What am I learning right now? I am learning and taking courses on web accessibility specialist exam, and I want to get that certification so that I can marry that with my CPAC certification and then get my Certified Web Professional Accessibility CWPA acronym thing at the end of my name. So regardless, it's basically saying, yeah, this guy knows accessibility, digital accessibility. And the way that I see that is that I am not 100% an accessibility professional, and I even know accessibility professionals that don't have these certifications, which is fine. I feel that it's going to help me as a design professional be able to create more bridges of communication and create more outreach to talk about digital accessibility with products and services, and helping to inform the design process and the engineering process so that we can have accessible and inclusive products. So that's my thinking, is that this is going to help me become a better designer. Additionally, I previously got my PMP certification as well, my project management professional certification. I had a lot of people asking me, why the hell do you want that? Like, why do you need that? And to be frank, I don't need it really as a design professional. However, I saw it as an opportunity to grow my knowledge, not only from an understanding of how projects are created and run, but I can also then take the context of how projects are created and run and executed, and I can understand how when new products and services are created for a company, like what areas as designers we need to be really focused on and understand how their role plays in the greater machine that is a project. And as a design leader myself, setting up projects and understanding the phase gates and understanding the needs for each project and all the requirements, like that helps me become a better leader. Not solely in design, but understanding the larger context of projects and how they work within an organization. And if I'm a designer that understands that and understands the roles and be able to communicate effectively with project managers, that helps me out a great deal. Does it start to sway more away from my individual contributor, like design knowledge, depth of craft? Yes, it does. Does that hurt me? In my opinion, in my experience, in my context, no. Do I have all the same capabilities and knowledge of how to do certain things and certain tools? No. But where I'm seeing where I want my career, continuing education in these disparate tangential areas, I think make me a better design leader and manager. However, there's also the ability to grow my individual contributor knowledge and my depth of craft using trainings, either YouTube or just going to their own tutorial sites, looking at the new things that have come out with Figma recently that were recently announced from Config 2021. Looking at FigJam and more capabilities with auto layout and variants, these things help me become a better design professional. And I could spend a lot of time in those tutorials and understanding how to do things in the tools that designers use every single day. as you can see, there's a lot of competing priorities of learning and education. And one might think, really, what's your end goal here? You've got your PMP, you've got your accessibility stuff. These things are great, but how do they come back to your design professional? Do the tangential thoughts of how they come back, do they really add up? And that is a really good question. You really have to think about that for your own self and your own context of your own career, of where you want to go next. For myself, I want to continue moving up, quote unquote. I want to move up the ladder to become chief design officer or, you know, VP of design. Like, I want to be able to move into that executive level role that is going to help me translate the value of design to the organization, so that when our designers are working with our partners in product and engineering, that we're all working towards that same goal. So I feel like my continued education is helping me move to that next level. But that's my career path. That may not be your career path. Some of you might be really interested in, as a design professional, might be really interested in learning about inclusive and universal design techniques. So the accessibility stuff might be something that's very interesting to you. Or really doubling down on some of the tools and prototyping capabilities so that you can help to create better instruments for usability studies and testing. There's another area all within user experience that you could focus in as well, such as research, which I feel is sorely undervalued in so many organizations. User research by itself, understanding your audience, is an incredibly important discipline, and you can focus your time into there. Are there certifications? Yeah, sure. There's a lot of them out there. Do you need to have a certification? No, you don't. It's nice. In my opinion, it's nice to show off that, like, hey, I actually know this, but does it really need to be the proof of everything? No. The proof is really in how you're able to do the work. So certification's nice, but is it necessary? No. Now, I'm talking a lot about continuing education from the standpoint of finding resources, finding trainings on my own, and I'm really not talking about higher education in the traditional sense of going back to school. I have been an adjunct in the past, and I still teach every once in a while, but really my view of higher education as a design professional is very much against it. And here's the reason why. I've seen so many ads on LinkedIn for, oh, this university now has its master's program in user experience, and you can get it done in 8 months or less. And I just really feel like higher education has got enough problems as it is trying to figure out curriculum and organization of everything. Like, higher education has got its own issues. It's a business, it's its own thing, and you're thinking about the quality of the education you're going to get. Now, does it look great that if you've got a master's in user experience from MIT? Hell yeah, to some individuals, that's incredibly important. And MIT is definitely an outlier because they have taken their design courses and their curriculum incredibly seriously. So looking at MIT or RISD or Cooper Union, like, they're known, they're very well known for those. But you're going to be paying a premium to go there. And you have to weigh the benefits of what education, what opportunities are going to be opened from going down that route versus a self-paced, self-initiated continuing education that you can take on your own time. And your only enemy is you, because then you are always going to remind yourself, hey, I need to be doing this training, versus going to higher education where you are now in a much larger ecosystem of people basically telling you what you need to learn, how to learn, what's going to be valuable for you, and is going to hold you accountable for different things. So to each their own, but from my personal experience, my own personal taste, is that higher education does not always equal new opportunities for you in the industry. I find that continuing education from industry sources are a lot more effective. Doesn't mean they're all more effective than higher education, but the ones that are really focused on it. So looking at Luma Institute out of Pittsburgh, great organization, really focused around helping individuals grow their design thinking knowledge. And they have certifications for completion of various courses. Nielsen Norman Group is another one, and Interaction Design Foundation is also another one. These organizations are training professionals that are out into the field now or who are just starting, and they're helping them have a very focused, self-paced course or curriculum or body of knowledge that they can take and learn on their own. Now, they all do have certifications, and they all do it a little bit differently. Interaction Design Foundation is all online, self-paced, certain time slots, and certain seats are available for certain courses. Cool. Nielsen Norman Group has a lot of information, and they have seminars. They have seminars where you can go and take full-day exam courses and then get your certifications from them. Luma Institute has a little bit of both of those things, and they're the ones that have been starting to grow their certifications and credentials out more. So I'm not entirely familiar with all that they have to offer. However, the ability for individuals now in their career to have access to educational resources that's going to have a huge immediate effect and application on their career, we've never been in a better time in our lives. I remember when YouTube was a new thing, showing my age a little bit. But I remember when YouTube was a new thing, and there was not a whole lot of educational stuff that I would run into. It was a lot of like stupid funny videos. But YouTube itself has grown immensely, and there's 9 million different tutorials out there if you just look up Figma alone, or look up any tool, or look up any sort of topic. And you're going to have, from varying degrees of quality, you're going to have anywhere from short little intro videos to hour-long series of how to do X, Y, and Z thing that you're interested in. Continuing education is incredibly important. We have the material at our fingertips. The biggest thing that becomes the detractor for it is time. Time is so precious, and it is incredibly hard to carve out enough meaningful time to be able to learn when you have so many other competing priorities. So like in the beginning of this episode, I talked about how I work a good bit, I have my family that I'm working with and taking care of, I've got other priorities with my friends and health and all these different areas, and then trying to carve out like an hour's worth of time here or there to do some continuing education, it can be tough. So it's incredibly important that when you create a plan to learn a certain topic, that you are able to carve out enough time to give yourself the ability to have meaningful depth and immersion so that you can learn. I've never been the one that's been like, oh, just take 15 minutes a day and learn this. To me, like, I need 15 minutes just to get relaxed because I have so many things going on in my brain at once that to get centered and focused, I need like a good 10, 15 minutes. So hats off to everyone who can be like, oh, I take 15 minutes a day and do this. 15 minutes a day is amazing, but to me is alien because I can't take in that information and put it in context and internalize it. So cool for you. But others, you might need, I need to block off an hour. And I need an hour by myself without any distractions. So for me, what I do is I turn off all notifications, turn my phone onto Do Not Disturb, and whenever I can, I try to spend an hour and try to learn and go through things and really think about it. And I try to remove as many distractions as possible. It's easier in a higher ed situation when you're in a classroom because your environment is molded in that way. But even then, it's still hard and can be distracting as well because there's other people in the room and people are distracting. So it's incredibly important to figure out, where do you want your career to go? What knowledge would be helpful for you to move in your career in that regard? Whether you are an individual contributor, whether you're looking to move up in management, or where you want to take your career and move it to. Maybe you want to take your design skills and maybe shift the industry to, like, you want to work more in agricultural technology. Cool. What things outside of design do you need to learn that you can then take that knowledge and marry it with your design knowledge? So it doesn't always have to be design focused or business focused. You can look at other areas. Case in point, current company I work at, work in construction, they have a lot of resources for us to learn about the construction industry. So we can have context of how we're designing for the industry. But if you're working in a certain industry, say construction, and you want to make a move to a different type of field, you're going to need to have some base knowledge around what that field is. Your design principles are going to be the same. Your design principles and design knowledge are going to help you. But if you want to be able to move, say, like into healthcare, or if you want to move into conservation, or if you want to move into something like bleeding edge, like artificial intelligence and other areas like that, you're going to have some base knowledge to be able to understand the work that you're going to do as a designer, how it's going to help and be effective in that career path. Areas such as healthcare have so many different disciplines that it can be very tough. You can make your entire career in healthcare, but just move between different areas, between healthcare technology or electronic health records, to understanding how practices are set up and organized, and understanding workflow and organizational design. That's incredibly helpful, and you can make your entire career as a healthcare designer in that industry, but have so much, you know, area and breadth to cover. You can also completely shift and move from healthcare to automotive, and looking at all the new innovations that are happening in the automotive industry, that's an exciting time for a lot of folks. But taking all of the different educational opportunities and finding a good time to devote to yourself, to continue to grow, is an investment in your future and is an investment into your career. And with so many opportunities and resources at our fingertips now that are either freely available or available at a very premium discounted price, compared to higher education, I think that you would be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't take the time to grow your career in that way, shape, or form. I have met with designers and other individuals that haven't grown, and they're butthurt because they're like, well, there's no opportunities for me. Okay, what have you been doing to make yourself more competitive? I've been doing print design for 20 years, and I just want to work for a hospital where I can continue doing the marketing. I'm like, yeah, but it may not be available because you haven't been able to really grow outside of it. Everyone should still be using Quark Express. You're not going to win in those arguments. Those arguments are not going to be helpful. And when you don't take control of your own career, the one thing that you can control in your life is your education. If you don't take control of that, you really have nowhere else to go or no one to blame, because you didn't invest your own time into your development, that's just going to happen and open doors for new opportunities, new meetings with people, new options and opportunities for luck. Anyways, continuing education, something that I'm continuously harping on with my colleagues and with past students, and something that I'm always pushing myself for. And I'd love to hear from you where you have taken any courses or knowledge and how that's helped you in your career, how that has helped you grow, and whether it's design related or if it was outside of design, how it's helped you move up in your career, open up new doors. I am intensely curious of your experience. And as always, this podcast is just from my own head and my own experience and is not indicative of any past or current companies I work with. It's just all me pontificating about my thoughts on the industry. So, with that, I hope everyone is doing very well, and I always appreciate everyone listening to these episodes, so thank you very much, and take care.